Hey guys, welcome back. This is Messy Buns Podcast. I am Mary.
I'm Elise.
And today we are going to be talking about being fruitful. Like, what is the fullness of what that means? Because it's so much more than what they've been telling us. There's more.
Eating fruit salad?
Sure.
Fruit salad.
I do love me a good fruit salad. I'm not going to lie.
Oh my gosh. I make my birds fruit salads every day.
Who are you?
The weird bird animal lady?
The weird bird lady?
Yeah,
who makes pretty fruit much. Salad?
Yeah.
Well, first of all, speaking of fruitfulness and words, okay. First of all, okay, there's this thing about the word fruitful, all right, which I'll get to in a minute. But words just in general, like there's some words I really don't like. Do you have words you don't like? Okay, for example, so I'm driving in the car the other day and there's this van and I noticed it's like a flower van and it just says nosegay. Why? Why, first of all, is it called a nosegay?
I don't know.
What a dumb word. Okay, no offense. No offense. But I'm like, okay, now I'm like breaking apart the word. Think about it. Does it make your nose happy? Like, is that why it's called a nosegay?
I don't know, but it is. It's a weird word.
I think the name of this flower company, no offense to this flower company, was like Nosegay Flowers or something. I'm like,
wait, that's
why?
Their name?
I think it was. I could be wrong.
I feel bad for
why,
them.
That's what I'm saying. Why? Okay, another word that I don't agree with. Boxwood.
Boxwood?
Do you know what boxwood is?
No. Oh, wait, that's a tree.
It's like the little things that surround gardens and they grow. And then you shave them down to where they look like squares.
Oh, yeah. They're
like a buzz cut or something
like
that.
They're not a tree. They're a bush.
Yeah, like a little bush.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not a box and it's not made out of wood. So why boxwood? It bothers me.
I thought
so
you were
going
to say moist because everybody says they like moist is. And I'm like, I don't really moist.
I know that's a complaint mucus, you know.
Yeah, I don't know. I just, it's not that big of a deal to
me.
As
we chase away our audience. So come back to us, guys. Come back to us, folks. All right. So the word fruitful, I think it hits me a special way because I feel like in our Catholic culture, it's just defined. Like to be fruitful, we must have children. I just like that's what generally people take away from it.
Right.
And that has a lot of different side meanings to it. When I was a child and like, I'd say like discerning my vocation, you know, like we're all taught to do growing up in Catholic circles.
Right.
And I certainly attempted to do that to some extent, but like I was just raised and my mom didn't even intentionally, I don't think, do this. It was just like this Catholic cultural thing that you get married, you have children, you stay at home.
Right. Right.
There's not a lot of like, teaching us how to actually discern and be open to what God is calling us to
do.
So like God gives us these gifts, right? Like how many different gifts that does God give us that we're not like watering, that we're not cultivating because of this?
Yeah, so, because it's like because you don't even think about it. Like your job is to do the home, make lots of babies, and that's it.
And this is not a debate about what's better, homeschooling or sending your kids to school.
Yeah, don't even, we're not even
natural going natural childbirth or having a C-section or getting an epidural or am I a stay-at-home mom or a working mom?
Right.
Like those
are,
there's these huge debates.
Right.
It is between the husband and the wife and God.
Absolutely.
Period.
And some
Nobody
women,
else.
Like some women are called to be out of
different
the home.
Different things. That's the point. And so when we get boxed in, like the box, okay, sorry.
Like boxwood.
Such a bunch of weirdos. A couple of weirdos. When we get boxed into this definition, it's not only painful for us because we're not thriving. Like we're not becoming the women that God has created us to be.
Yes.
We're not like raising the church that God is supposed to be. But the other people that are missing out on the gifts we're supposed to be providing for the world.
Yes.
And a lot of times like we can have, I'm not saying we can't have it all.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like we're so confined by this is what a woman does. This is what a Catholic woman does.
Right.
And what is God calling me to do?
Which is so sad because... you know, we were raised in a similar way and the sad thing is, I literally, like, there wasn't even a thought in my mind of, like, it was like, as soon as I had a kid, I was going to quit work, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Like, I didn't think about the future too much because, again, it was like, I'm supposed to make babies.
This is just what
you know?
We
yeah,
do.
Like, and then, you know, going into, like, the fact that both you and I, that isn't what happened. Like, mm-hmm. we couldn't make the babies.
And that's when the wrench is thrown in.
And then you're left feeling that you're not enough and that there's something wrong with you. And then the culture exactly. of women in the church acts like that. Yep. You know what I mean? There's a, and I'm not saying everybody, but unintentionally yeah. it's like, well, what is wrong with you? Like, and that motherhood, that's the only motherhood that there is. And it's the highest calling. And so if you're not a part of that, you can't even understand.
And it's not that this is directly being told to us. It's right. just that motherhood is, biological motherhood is put on this pedestal.
Yes.
And yeah. it's like, but it's not my fault.
Right.
It's not my fault that God is not allowing me to do that. Well, not only is it not your fault, but God has something better for you. Like right. he has something better, like more for you to contribute to the world in. Like, so it's okay that that's not what he's calling you to right now.
Well, but I think the biggest thing the church teaches is how, like, we as women are called to motherhood, right?
Mm-hmm.
But there's a very narrow,
right.
misconstrued, I think, definition, because it's not just biological motherhood, like you're saying, that we're talking about. Like, we are called to motherhood, but in these
That's
different ways.
Right. Yeah, absolute
you know?
Distinction. Yeah.
And that, like, our fruitfulness is not just biological. And so when the Lord doesn't give us that biological fruitfulness, and even when he does, because that's the other point, is even when he does,
exactly.
that our motherhood, it goes beyond just biology. You know right. what I mean? Like, that there's an extremely spiritual component to this that is tapped into the talents that he's given us. And just like scripture is talking about, we're not supposed to hide those talents, but we've been hiding the talents. Yes. Let's talk about that, Mary.
Amen. Let's talk about that. I think there are a lot of mothers who are unhappy.
Yes.
Because yeah. here they've done, your dog is licking my knees.
Sorry, she was licking me before and now.
I'm like trying to be serious and I'm getting a bath, which is awesome. Anyway, no, it's totally
fine.
No, she's
licking me.
She thought you were calling to switch to your knees.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. I love it. No, I totally love it. But there's a lot of women that are unhappy because their life feels unfulfilled after they've done all the things they were supposed to do.
Right.
And it's but wait.
Even during.
That's
you know?
What I'm saying. Like, we have all these kids. I have a happy marriage or whatever. But like, there's.
Why am I not happy? Yeah.
And I mean, I'm not talking about everyone. I'm just saying, like.
Absolutely.
That's the. Again, getting boxed into that, because even when we have all the children, that's not all. That should not dominate every conversation.
Right.
Like, let's leave the house. Let's leave the conversation about the children at home for a little bit. Like, let's right. go out. Let's socialize. Let's talk about other
and
things.
And who are
let's,
you? What do you want? What
yeah,
are your desires?
Like, there's other gifts that you have
right.
besides being
right.
a mother is a beautiful gift that you
Absolutely.
Have to give. But God is giving you other gifts, my friend, my wife,
right.
my sister. Like, what is it? Use those, pursue those, bring those to the world. The world needs those.
Right.
It's not only that you need that, but the world needs it.
When I think that's there is like a division that happens with infertile and non-infertile. And I think it is because of that, because I mean, I'll go out for years. I would go out with friends who were raising kids, and literally that is all they would talk about, mm-hmm. and what method they were using, what diapering system, and it just kept going. Okay, now we're into schooling, now we're into this, and I couldn't relate to that at all. And I would try to listen to it, but then it started hurting me because right. you know, all I was doing, there was no trying to see, where am I at, what am I doing, you know? And honestly, what I wanted to hear was, but what about you?
Yeah.
I mean, I love your kids and all, but I'm not friends with them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not,
point.
I don't care about their bowel movements, like, or what you're doing to wipe their butts or not wipe their butts. Like, what about you?
And I think,
like,
it's hard because when you're have, I only have one kid, so I can't even like compare myself to those, but you get so involved in the child, you lose sight of you.
Right.
So
right.
it's probably hard for them to go and be like, what about me? Yeah, like they probably don't even know. So it's probably right. very healing for them to have someone say, tell me about you. Like, how are you doing
right.
apart from all these things?
Well, and that's like you almost like lose your friend because it's like, but you were like, we used to talk about other things. We used right. to, you know, but that's the thing is like, I think that's where like when you became a mom, we never had that issue mm-hmm. because you knew that struggle, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? And I didn't lose my friend because we because of our struggle with infertility, the Lord showed us our fruitfulness
and
in other ways.
And I'm still infertile. So like right, I kind of right. have a foot in both right. camps, exactly. so to speak, that exactly. I get a little bit of this, but I'm also like refuse to leave the other part behind.
Well, right. But that, and that's, I think this journey of infertility, that's the beauty of what has come out of the journey of infertility is recognizing that we have these other gifts. And then I think that is our gift that we can share with these other women yeah. who are still stuck in this mindset, this Catholic culture that I can only do this. You know what I mean? Yeah. And if I'm not happy just doing this, I'm failing, you know, as a mother. And it's like, no. My gosh, woman, you've got so much power and strength, and the Lord yes. gave you so many talents. Like, go out and use them. Like, ask the Lord, what is it besides my biological motherhood? What are you calling me to? Like, what can I give? You know, who am I? Like, to, you know, we ask those questions.
What do you say that I am?
Oh, Mary.
Stop it, but don't.
Oh, my gosh. But seriously, I mean, what, talk about like, that should be the prayer of like, if I'm losing myself, whether it be in children, your spouse, or, you know, and even friends, who do you say that I am, Lord? Like, go to the feet of Jesus and be like, show me who I am. I've lost myself. Like, you know, because yes. I think, I mean, identity to me is like when you don't know yourself, that is when you're unhappiest, because if you don't know your identity in Christ, if you aren't rooted in that, if you can't say, you know, I love myself and this is who I am, you're miserable, you know?
Yes. And I think that you started to touch on this a little bit earlier, but it comes to like part of the reason, at least for me, infertility was so hard.
Yeah.
That I grew up in this culture that was like, be fruitful, multiply.
Right.
And you just like, that's what you're going to do. You don't even think right. you can. Right. I think right. most of us don't. I was diagnosed with this disease that causes infertility. I still didn't think that I was going to have a problem getting pregnant because that's just right. what we do.
Right.
And then for so long, it was so hard to be around these other women who were getting pregnant so much. I didn't realize I was a mother the whole time.
Right.
It's the problem with this definition of motherhood. It goes mm-hmm. so far beyond. You're a mother to me. If you're talking to me, if you're comforting me, you're healing mm-hmm. me, you're counseling me, you're being a mother to me, y'all. Like, amen. We're losing that. Even other yes. women, like we said, with friends, your motherhood asks you to be a mother to your friends, not just to your children. Sometimes right. your husband needs right. you as a mother. Maybe there's the woman at church who can't cook for herself, or the family right. who had right. surgery and you're bringing food to them. Guess what? You're being a mother to her.
Right.
You told me the other day that like you're it was so, gosh, it gave me chills where you're like, I have been a mother. Like, your youth group kids. Like,
yeah.
I am living out my vocation to be a mother. I have been. It's just I didn't so much realize it. Not that it's not bad. Just you still have that desire to have a child.
Right,
like, that
right,
is a good
right.
thing.
Right.
But we feel this strong call and desire to be mothers. And it's right. like, we're using that. Like, that is beautiful. So, like, happy freaking Mother's Day. You know what aww. I'm talking about?
Yeah.
But also, like, my close friend Lisa, who you have also been introduced to recently.
Like this girl a lot. She's pretty cool.
That's pretty awesome. She's also, I met her as in my training to become a Creighton model practitioner. So we chat a lot and mm-hmm. We've been just great for each other to build each other up and help. You know, we talk about clients, not specific, I mean, Lee, but just in general. I'm like, HIPAA, don't come find me. You know what I mean, people.
Yeah.
Everything is confidential, I promise. She's also a nurse. So anyway, but the point is that we had this conversation and oh my gosh, it meant so much to me because she's in a different place. She's got some chronic illness where she doesn't know if she's infertile or not, but she can't try right now, which is a different right, story right. Because it could endanger her physically and
yeah.
her health.
Yes.
So it's interesting because it's just kind of different. But at the same time, but she desires very much to be a mother.
Right.
And she gets to have this experience with all of her clients in living out the fruitfulness of her vocation.
Yeah.
And all the women that she helps, y'all. Like, right. She's helping women to get to the, like, infertility awareness, helping them to see past what is right in front of them, basically, and looking deeper into their health, understanding their fertility. A lot of them infertile and, like, finding out the root cause. And she told me, like, how healing it was for her to understand that she is being a mother in that way and being so fruitful, even though she's not having children.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Well, and even in single life, like I have,
absolutely.
My friend Amy, I mean, to me, God has called her to the single life for right now,
right.
And we don't know what the future holds, you know, but she, oh my gosh, like she is such a mother to so many people, and her goodness and her, like, you know, we've held both each other, have been mothers to each other. We've held each other cry. We've held, I mean, she sobbed with me this year over the death of my son and the pain that I was feeling. And like, you know, I couldn't replace her, you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
And so even in that single vocation, you can all, and she's been a youth minister. She's gone and worked in Calcutta. Like, you talk about a mother, like this woman Seriously. Has the heart of a mother. And it's just, it's crazy, you know, and it's crazy that we have boxed women in the church, which is so crazy to me, you know what I mean? And I've shared this story with you, but I think it's really powerful. Well, two things. My spiritual director, like, which is crazy, right before I got pregnant with Elijah, which Elijah is our son that we lost, miscarried, I was going through, we started the adoption process, and all of a sudden I was feeling like it wasn't right, you know, which granted, I didn't know that I was going to get pregnant at the time,
right,
you know,
right.
But I was processing this with, and I was feeling guilty, and I was, you know, I was having this thriving ministry. And I went to my spiritual director and I was like, I just don't understand what's wrong. Like, I started this process. I wanted to do this, but something's telling me that I'm not supposed to. And like, it was a beautiful conversation where he was like, Elise, like, what if God is calling you? Like, he is calling you to be a mother, but what if he's calling you to be a spiritual mother and live out your motherhood as a spiritual motherhood to these kids, you know? And at the time I was like, rah, 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 you know, like, yeah, whatever, you know, but the more I thought about it, because at that time we did choose to stop the adoption process at that time, because we felt that the Lord was calling us to this ministry. And that's where we were supposed to be, to ministering to these kids. And these kids have become my kids, you know,
and I mean, and I've witnessed this. She's not just saying this.
Yeah.
I mean, I couldn't describe to you how much of a mother and father will be, and a father to so many young kids.
There are babies.
I've seen nothing like it. I mean, so what would they do without? I mean, I'm serious. I mean, to say you're not a mother is it's just not true.
Thank you.
Categorically false, and that's what we have to change this conversation. In reality, we are all called to be mothers, married or not, fertile
Absolutely.
Or not, period. Motherhood.
And here's the thing though, is if we box it into that one realm, then all the other people who need mothers will not get mothered.
You're so right.
You know what I mean? Like, because we're limiting what God wants. Like, if we want God's will, if we're meant to be fruitful, we have to be fruitful in all walks and areas of life. You know what I mean? As I'm beating the table, I get really passionate.
We get really excited about
Well, okay. So this was the story that I wanted to share, because I thought it was really beautiful. Right before it literally had been announced that I was going to be the youth minister, I was at a Catholic charismatic conference singing it was like the National Charismatic Conference. And I met this priest, and you know, we always asked priests and nuns and everybody to pray over us for infertility. So he was like, let me pray over you. So he prays over us. His name is Father Anthony. And, you know, it was great, whatever, you know, prayer, you know, it's always a good time. But then later he came back to me and he said to me, Elise, I just have to talk to you. And I was like, what's up? You know, like, and he was like, you know, I've prayed over a lot of women and a lot of couples for infertility. And when I pray over them, I feel their sadness and I feel that pain. And he goes, but when I prayed over you and Will, all I could feel was joy. And he said, and I was like, what? I was like, what? And he was like, the Lord has used you both, like used your infertility, used your suffering so powerfully. And it's been so, and I,
so
I
he fruitful, might have
been, yeah, I swear he even said fruitful, that like I literally could do nothing but smile.
Have
like
you told me this?
I swear I told you this. Did. And, oh, and he was like, I literally cannot be sad after praying over you because the Lord showed me how fruitful your suffering has been. And at the time, I will say at the time I was like, great. So this means I'm not going to have a baby, you know, like, cause we're too fruitful, you know, like, but
stop being so freaking fruitful.
I was like, but now like it has gotten me through that. Praise God for Father Anthony, because that Him sharing that with me has gotten me through so much pain, especially after then getting pregnant, losing our ministry and all these other things, because I'm holding on to that, to trust in God and know that he is going to bring fruit out of any of what we go through. So it's a matter of whether you're open to it. Yes. It may not be the way you wanted
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
But it will happen, and it will happen in the way that the world needs it and the way he needs to use you.
I know what you're saying is true because that's what I'm living right now. So amen. Like I know this joy that you're talking about, Elise. And that's why when I talk about infertility, I'm sure we touched on this a little bit a couple podcasts ago, but like I cannot be sad because my adopted daughter. How can I look at her knowing that infertility brought her to us and be sad? I mean, okay, don't get me wrong.
Well, she's just also dang sick. Cute. She's so really you can't be really sad when looking at
but
her.
But like, okay, there is a separate issue that there's always going to be that pain there, okay, with infertility. Absolutely, and that's absolutely. The truth. We cannot deny yeah. this. But the things that I have gotten because of my infertility show me that God has directly been intentional in my life, and I can be grateful, not just her, but my writing, my blogging, my rapping, I mean, our podcast, everything that has come, like it wasn't until I was infertile that I saw how fruitful I was. I cannot explain to you what this has meant to me. And that sentence sounds so funny, right? But it was through that God has like blossomed all this joy in my life that I didn't even know. Like, well, I didn't know the desires of my heart.
Oh, my gosh.
And
yeah.
to take it a step further, I just want to give hope to all you women who are infertile out there. And the one, look, it's a dark place. We know this. We have been there. And you need to feel those feelings. But the despair starts, we're grasping at things. We're trying to get control. And that's when we start looking at IUI and IVF.
Mm-hmm.
What would I have missed had I gone that painful route, because that's right. a painful route. I'm sorry, I can't speak. In and of itself, like right. IVF and that, right. that is a cold route that to go. And had I done that, had I been, you know, had I stayed in that despair for too long, like I would have missed all these things. So yeah. I love to say, like, what is happening in your life that because of, like, look around.
Yeah.
Be open. Like, what is God trying to show you? Like, what can you make? What purpose? TBT, I didn't even talk about taking about the terms. I mean, like, the fruit, y'all. I can't even, what kind of eyeballs?
Because it is. It's just crazy becoming what has happened in her life.
Like, when we say yes to God.
Yeah.
And we take his hand and allow him to pull us up out of the dirt.
Yeah.
Like, the things he will do, y'all. The plans he has for you, for us.
Well, and we've talked about this. You reminded me of this, like, that we don't really truly know the desires of our hearts, but Christ yeah. does. And so when we looked back on both of our roads, we saw God bringing the desires of our hearts into fruition, you know, and that there was things that if we had children at the time that we wanted to or whatever, that those things would have never happened. You know, I've yeah. seen the fruits in my marriage and that
absolutely.
Like my husband and I have such a strong marriage. We have such an open marriage. He is my best friend. Like there, no doubts about it. I mean, you're number two, but
gosh,
you know,
really, gotta, you know, again, seriously.
So, but my point being is that like our ministries that we have done, but like, and I see the same, like looking at Mary from an outsider's perspective, like I've walked that journey with her. And there was a point where she was angry, just as I was angry and hurt. And what, absolutely. What, and you have to go there. Yes. You have to be willing. You have to
be real.
You have to be real. You have to be willing to go there. And she even used her gifts to be real. Like she blogged yes. about that. She put that pain out there. But the beauty is that then people have been able to see with her this transformation from her real true depth of despair and crying out to God and being like, what are you doing with me? To now, this girl is a freaking rock star. I mean, like, I literally cried, okay, at her, like hearing her rap. I called her up and I was like, boo! Because I, like, she was inspiring me, her freedom, like this freedom that I've seen her have, this letting go and like being who God has created her to be. And just, she's free. Like that she's this white girl that is rapping and she's,
and this is, she, yes, how I describe myself.
Oh my gosh. She's like freaking like a boss at it. Like her lyrics are beautiful. I mean, they're theological. They're like catchy. They're, I mean, I am going to be front and center for the first concert with a big number one obnoxious fan screaming when she has her first concert, because I'm convinced it's going to happen. Oh my gosh. I will have all the merchandise from head to toe. But my point being is that because of this suffering, and because your openness, because that's the thing, is that we have this God who's gentle and loving and he will not force it on you. Right. So you have to be open yeah. to it. You have to be real with him and say, you know what, this sucks. I don't like what's happening, but you know what, Lord, I'm here with you and I'm open. And because of your openness, like the Lord has been able to bring so much fruit out of that. Like you've done youth ministry. You have a whole ministry on women's health, on redefining feminism and what that means. You have rapping, you have blogging, you are doing youth ministry. Ministry with me. Yeah. You did youth ministry in the past. I mean, it's
a couple of random things.
I mean, you're a Creighton practitioner. No, it is literally like there's the list. I can't keep up with the fruitfulness. Okay.
Oh my gosh.
Your fruit is like, it's like one of those big fruit, like
fruit
Chiquita banana, like head.
Fruity?
Yes, I am. I mean, you're just, I'm so proud of you and I'm so inspired by you and your freedom that the Lord has given you.
Thank you.
Sorry.
So much.
I just went on a whole tangent.
That was very sweet and very generous, but not only like the fruits that have come from it, but I also want to touch on like the suffering and that like it's the through the cross that we yes. get the resurrection and the depth.
Yes.
So it was helpful for me to not sit in that suffering for too long to be like, God, yes. please make something beautiful out of this.
Right.
Please give me purpose. Like I needed purpose. Like if I'm going to go through this, okay, at some point, like I accept this, please give me purpose. And that's when it started. And that's when taking back the term started. So have to go to the cross
and
to get the resurrection.
Right. That, and that's the point I want to drive home, is that it was because you were willing to go to be real and to go to Christ in weakness and be like, I'm hurting. I'm at the foot of your cross. You know, give me strength. You know, you had to get, like, you had to go through that cross. You had to feel it and then admit that you needed him in order yes. for him to bring grace into your life and fruitfulness into your life, you know?
We're high-fiving, in case you're wondering what that sounds
like. Sorry, we're just really excited over here.
Come, Holy Spirit. Bang on the table again. Yes.
Good stuff.
Good stuff.
So you got a word for me?
I do. And I can't wait to show you the picture that's attached to this word where I found it. All right, your word. Are you ready for your word?
I'm ready for my word.
Your word is crapulous.
Crapulous?
That's what I said. Crapulous.
Oh my gosh. This is crapulous. When your craps are so fantastic that they're crapulous. Crapulous. I went to the bathroom.
You did.
And it was
you
crapulous.
You always go somewhere dirty. This time, literally dirty. All right, the definition, marked by intemperance, especially in eating or drinking, sick from excessive indulgence in liquor. Look at this guy's picture. It's a picture.
So drunkenness?
Of a guy over a beer. But I just
so
really
gluttony.
Liked the word.
It's like it's like gluttony. It's like another word for gluttony.
The example is, they were crapulous and carrying blue cans of beer, one of them with a can in each hand. Seriously, is this real? Like, surely this is like, wait, no, that's from an actual, that's from Merriam-Webster. I'm not lying.
That is so funny. Where did anyway, you, I just wah, love wah, it.
Crapulous. I feel like we could probably come up with better definitions than that.
Yeah, I think
but
so.
But not the one that you thought of.
I'm pretty good.
Yours is pretty amazing. Not at all amazing. But thank you guys so much for sticking along and hearing us share our hearts a little bit. We hope you come back and hang out with us again next time.
Bye, y'all. Later.